USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is continuing Saturday for a Texas National Guard soldier who may have drowned in the Rio Grande. A release from the Texas Military Department saying they had to pause their river search Friday night because of strong river currents. The soldier went missing along the river on a border enforcement mission. Sheriff Tom Schirmer of Maverick County says the soldier had jumped into the river in an attempt to rescue an illegal immigrant woman who was struggling to get across. The woman did make it. Unseasonably warm weather is predicted in the Midwest on Saturday. Forecasters say Chicago, Cleveland, and Indianapolis all could see high temperatures at 80 degrees or higher. Detroit could hit 79 and Minneapolis could hit 71. The president and vice president have nothing on their public schedules for Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good. Just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As many as 60 rounds were fired Friday afternoon from an apartment in northwest D.C. near Howard University. Two adults and a 12-year-old child were shot and are in stable condition. A fourth woman was grazed by one of the sniper's bullets. Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. More news at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An attorney who represented a woman in a paternity suit against Hunter Biden says federal prosecutors subpoenaed documents in the case, including Hunter Biden's tax records. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox's Hannity financial records of the president's son, Hunter Biden, should be reviewed by investigators.
It could be very revealing if you have a lot of outflows from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden or vice versa. There have been reports that potentially Joe Biden paid off some Hunter Biden tax liens, that type of thing. You know, again, we don't know because nobody's been transparent.
Hunter Biden is under federal investigation for possible financial crimes. The president maintains he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings. Production of a new movie has been suspended after a complaint was filed against a longtime actor and comedian.
71-year-old comedian Bill Murray is in hot water. Filming for the upcoming movie, Being Mortal, was suspended after a complaint was reportedly filed against Bill for inappropriate behavior. Searchlight Pictures reviewed the circumstances and Thursday decided to completely stop production of the movie. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA playoffs continue with four games on the schedule, highlighted by the Utah Jazz hosting the Dallas Mavericks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.